I don't know. Fast Signs, this is Beth. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Is Mike in?
I'm sorry, he's not. Could I help you with something? I'll leave a message.
No, I just got a missed call from him, and I was trying to touch base back with him.
If you hold on one second, I'll see if he's available. He's in his office with the door closed, which generally means do not disturb him. So,
okay.
But you just missed a call from him?
I just missed a call, and he just emailed me.
No,
so
that's cool.
To...
What is your name?
Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
Cool. Hold on one moment, alrighty?
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Hello, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good. I got your email here, and I just kind of wanted to touch base with you and see if we're on the same page. So, you're in default on a loan on a piece of equipment?
Yes.
Okay, so you need money to pay it off.
That's right.
Got it. What is the balance, $30,000?
The balance that I want to borrow or the balance of the amount that I owe?
I guess what you want to borrow.
About $30,000.
Okay, sweet. All right, so let me see here. I am going to send you the right application to fill out here. I can get you an approval in about 24 hours. And then if you like my terms and rates, I can get you the money in about 24 or 48 hours after that.
Okay. Is there any way, without going through a full application process,
mm-hmm.
to get an identification as to what, like, the terms would be as far as, like, your payment terms, if it's a daily loan or if it's going to be, you know, some astronomical interest rate or, like, roughly, you know, what the cost would be of that money, basically. Because
sure.
I just need to balance it out. And if it's just not going to make sense, then I'm just going to make a different decision on how I'm going to manage the situation, that's all.
Sure, sure. Okay, so let me ask you this. How would you rate your personal credit?
It's probably fair to poor.
Okay. Fair to poor. And how much do you do in sales?
Last year we were at, like, probably about $670,000, something like that.
Okay, that's good. What about this year? Are you trending the same, or are you guys up, down?
We're down a little bit. We're probably going to be closer to, like, 620, 600
okay.
by the end of the year.
Okay, but still above 600. Okay. Now, how long do you want the term for?
I'm thinking, like, you know, maybe, I don't know. I haven't really even thought too much about it.
Okay, so let me, just kind of what you're telling me, what I'm going to shoot for, and with you, do you have any working capital loans out right now?
No.
Okay. What I'm going to shoot for is, what was the amount you wanted, around 30?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go for the 30, and I'm going to, most of my first-time customers, I can shoot for close to anywhere from a 15-month to a 2-year term.
That would be fine. If we can get it in the 2-year range, I think that would be sensible.
Okay, so that's my goal, and that's what I'm going to try to do. I have that program. It's going to be a little tough because of your credit, so I'm hoping your bank statements look pretty good.
Okay.
Do you have any negative days in your bank statements?
No.
No?
Nope.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So I have a great shot of doing something for you. Let me, like I said, it's not a hard process either. It's a short app. And then I just need 6 months of banks and your most recent tax return. Did you guys file 2015?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Great. So I'll email you back the application along with the list. If you can get that back to me today, I'll have an answer for you on Monday when we get back.
So, and that's fine. I don't think I'll be able to get to the information today. I'm
okay.
Kind of slammed with work today. But just as a guideline, what do you think the cost of the money would be?
So with your credit, I'm kind of, let me see. Let's say if we borrow $30,000, it could be possibly paying back around $39,000 over the course of 15 months to 2 years. Which is not bad at all, and then broken up. Let's do 15 months. So around $2,600 a month, which is not bad at all.
Yeah, it's not bad, but it's like it brings me to a point where the cost is too high for me to justify using that route, and I could probably source private money for less. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, I totally understand. If you have somebody that can give you money, I would, you know, definitely go that route. But if you don't want to ask anybody like private money, I mean, that's just me throwing out numbers. I don't have.
I could come back
with something better.
If the money was like $1,000 a month or $1,500 a month or a term or longer. You know, I think then it would be something that would be plausible for me to justify. You know,
okay.
Getting the money. It's just that. The reality is that I'm not in default because I don't like these people. I'm in default
right.
because the business doesn't generate enough money to cover a $3,000 a month note. So
right.
to pay you $2,600 a month, $300 a month isn't a make or break for me. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Make sense.
You know, $2,000 a month is a big difference for
sure.
a single payment at this point. And that's where it comes out to on the scale. And that's
I see what you're saying.
I don't want to waste your time, and I don't want to waste my time, but I could tell you right now, it's going to be too far of a spread with the term and the amount of money that it's going to cost, you know?
Okay. Well, I totally understand. So you let me know if you can get the money privately and you want to just handle it that way, that's fine. But if you need me, I'm here to help. Keep my number and email on file, and if you ever need some cash, just let me know. I can definitely take care of you.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem, Mike.
Have a nice day.
You too. Bye.